Welcome to Shomar Shav on the Daf Shir sponsor, Lurinish Ma'asar B'Yakov Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basso Daf Kuf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara Amud Beis brings the source of Arvus in the Torah. Minayin La'orev Demishtabit. So the Gemara starts by bringing a Pasuk, Anoichi Arvenu Miyodi Tevakshenu, that Yehuda told his father, come to me, I'll take Binyamin, and I will be responsible for him. And it says, Loshon Arvus, Anuchi Arvenu. Says the Gemara, but maybe that's Kablonus, because it says, Tno Oisoi Al Yodi Vani Ashivenu. Give it to me, and I'll return him. And as some of the first should explain, it's equivalent to Halveyu Vani Eitin. Lend and I'll pay, that's a Loshon of Kablonus, and we want to know Arvus from the Torah. Now, on this point, we have two interesting Heorus. Number one is, the pasuk the Gemara is bringing originally, that it says, Miyodi Tevakshenu, that is Yehuda telling his father. The pasuk that says, Tno Oiso Al Yodi Vani Yashivenu Elecho, that pasuk Reuven says, right? Originally, Reuven came to his father and says, give me Binyamin, and I'll return him. If not, you could kill two of my sons. And then Yaakov did not accept it. And then Yehuda did it. So why do you bring your right from Reuven to Yehuda? So this the Marsha answers, that's not a big kasha. Because Yehuda was doing more than Reuven. I mean, whatever Reuven did, Yehuda did better. So if Reuven is doing Kabbalonis, so then Yehuda is doing better, he's doing Kabbalonis as well. Another Nakuda is that Beis Yosef brings this Pasuk as the Raya for Arvus. And the Mefarshim ask in the Torah, why are you bringing a Raya from here? The Gemara said, this is not a good Raya, this is Kabbalonis. So the Taz says, that's only according to the Shita in the Gemara, that Tno Alveyu Vanit Eitin is a Losh of Kablonis. But we paskan la halacha, as we'll see based on the Gemara and that Lekamon of Kufayin Dal and Mudalif, that we are like Rav Huna that holds the Alveyu Vanit Eitin, lend him and I'll give, is not a Losh of Kablonis, it's a Losh of Arvus. So according to him, there's a good Raya over here from the story of Yehuda and Reuven, and we paskan that way, so that's why that's the Makar according to the Torah. The Gemara continues and brings two psukim in Mishlei as a makor for Arvus, for that we have the source for Arvus. One is the pasuk in Perek Chof, Lokach Bigdoi Ki Orev Zar Uvead Nochriya Chableyu, and the next pasuk is in Perek Vav, which says Bni Imorav Toleracho Tokat Lazar Kapecho VeGoimer. So the Mashar just points out that we have two different psukim. And each one are referring to something else. So explains the Ben Yehoyada, what the Marsha means to say is, why do you need two pasukim? Why the Gemara can't bring only one pasuk? So the Marsha says like this, there is two types of arvus. There's an arv that you do for a stranger, and that is more reliable arvus. Why would someone agree to be a guarantor for a stranger? He probably really means it. And then there's a guarantor who's being done for a friend, for a reya. So explains it Ben Yoyodo, if he's a friend, maybe that doesn't actually mean to be a guarantor. He just wants to make his friend feel good. So that's why I need both psukim. I need a pasuk to tell me that there's an arvus by zar, by a stranger. And then I want to tell you not only by a zar there's an arvus, but also by a reya. Explains it Ben Yoyodo, that's the reason the Gemara brings first the pasuk in Perek Chof, and only later the Perek Vav. Really should start for the earlier pasuk. But I want to tell you what's a bigger chiddush. So I start with Perek Chof, which is less of a chiddush, because that speaks about a stranger. Ki Oriv Zar. But then we bring the pasuk in Perek Vav, which says, Arav Tlariacho, meaning Arvus to your friend. So these are the psukim, which are the source for Arvus. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shav email list, what's a good, please email shomarshav@gmail.com.